It's never quiet in this country. The third major story of the day is what's happening with the Rand. It has been on a big roller coaster. At the moment, I've got the Rand to the dollar at 14.24, to the pound at 18.18, and to the euro at 16.27. Now, that's a drop of around about 1% on the day against the dollar. It's been a lot worse. It's been a very, very big day for the Rand and for emerging currencies everywhere. Why? Because of the Turkish lira. Now, why what would happen to the Turkish lira should have such a big effect on us and indeed the rest of the world is something I want to explore now with Chantal Marx, who is head of research at FNB Wealth and Investments. Chantal, very good afternoon. Thanks for your time.
Oh, good afternoon to you as well, and good afternoon to the listeners.
Now, I know Turkey is a significant place, but I can't imagine that its currency should be having such a big impact. What's happening?
So what generally tends to happen is when any of these emerging markets, be it Turkey, be it Russia, be it Brazil, even South Africa or Argentina, whenever there's trouble in one of those countries and their currencies kind of freak out as a result, it has a contagion effect to other emerging market currencies. And that's just simply because investors all around the world take on what we call a kind of a risk-off bias. So they generally don't want anything to do with any kind of risky market or any kind of risky asset. Typically, they tend to actually go to kind of more developed, established markets like the US, Japan, and Switzerland. And then they also put their money in gold, which hasn't been the case today. But unfortunately, South Africa is kind of lumped together with all of these economies. And when investors are negative about them, they get more negative about us.
The stock market hasn't gone down with it, although apparently markets in the East did. So it's a little bit of a mixed response to this. It seems to be almost isolated to currencies.
So what's happened in the South African stock market specifically is that we have about a 40% rand hedge bias, and some of the biggest stocks on our stock market are called rand hedges, which means if the rand goes down, their value actually goes up because they typically don't even do business in South Africa, and they have primary listings or major listings in some of those offshore markets, which means their rand value is artificially lifted by a weaker rand. And that's why you've seen a very positive or a more subdued response from the South African stock market.
Is there potential for this to be a lot more serious? Can this Turkish crisis do some serious long-term damage to the global financial system?
Yeah, see, I think the crisis will probably be contained to Turkey once markets settle down a little bit, but it will have an impact on investor sentiment towards global risky assets generally and towards emerging markets, which might have a negative influence on our growth prospects should this filter through to inflation and force the Reserve Bank's hand in terms of raising rates. At the moment, that is not our base case.
Chantal Marx, thank you very much indeed. Head of research at FNB Wealth and Investments, explaining there the link between the Turkish lira down against the dollar. Wait for this number, 40%. I think since the start of this year, it's been a calamitous drop. And it's had a massive impact on the Turkish economy. And it is an overheated, underfunded economy at the moment. And they're in a big spat with the United States on a political level as well. So Trump's on their case. So things are not going well for the Turks. And Erdogan, the sort of democratically elected, undemocratic leader of Turkey at the moment, has plenty on his plate. And the Turkish economy.